This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
Sound. love again. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're true. I always get what I aim for. And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible.
Doing it right. whisper of unremitting demand. Or do you still want to be Seth the Singer? What do you think you can still draw from my lips, the rhythm?
Scott will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as the great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. Some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. A dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country Tears of Thee." Sweet land of liberty of thee I see, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry, from every mountain side. Let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring, from the prodigious hilltops of Manhattan. Let freedom ring, from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring, from the hiking Alleghenies. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the tenacious slopes of California. Not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, this happy that God has allowed me to live in this period, to see what is unfolding.